Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Buren Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BURG. I am chatting with the CEO, Dave Clark. Now, just to let everybody know, this is the first time that I'm having Dave on the show for a dedicated interview, but I did host a webinar with Dave going over the general Buren Gold story that went live on November 23rd, right after the company did list on the TSX Venture Exchange. This is really a brand new company and brand new story to the market. I am going to post a link below this interview to that webinar so you all can get a full overview of the company. That webinar was a little over 50 minutes long, and Dave took us through really every aspect of the company. So please go back, take your time, listen to that webinar, and feel free to email me with any questions you have on the back of that webinar. That being said, Dave, let's refocus everybody on the company and some recent news that just came out. The company is focused at the Hickey's Pond Paradise Gold Project, also known as HPP Project. Now, this project is located in Newfoundland, but in a little bit of a different area of Newfoundland, on the Buren Peninsula, a bit south of where we're seeing all this other land rush for exploration companies. Dave, first and foremost, can you just give everybody some insights on this HPP project in this Buren Peninsula?
Absolutely, Corey. The Buren Peninsula is, if you look at a map of Newfoundland, it's that sort of dangly peninsula in the southeast of the province. It's quite close to St. John's, just off the Avalon Peninsula. And it's geologically a really interesting part of the island. It's the type of geological terrain where we find epithermal deposits, and you know, your listeners will probably know that epithermal deposits are one of the world's biggest source of gold endowment, but they're not something that have historically been looked for in great detail in Newfoundland. All of the great excitement that we've seen in the last year or two in Newfoundland has been mostly focused in central Newfoundland on the orogenic systems, also an important source of gold. But around the world, epithermal deposits are one of the largest sources of the gold that we mine, and we think that there are excellent opportunities on the Buren. We've been focused there since 2018. Since before the gold rush, we had identified that this was an area that had high prospectivity, low amount of historical work, really not a lot of attention given to that area by industry at large, and we thought that was a great opportunity. So that's why we focused on that particular area for this particular type of gold deposit.
So the company is moving quite quickly towards drilling here, and the news release that just came out November 29th outlines the start of the airborne geophysics at Hickey's Pond. Now, this is really an add-on to some geophysics that you have done earlier on a smaller portion of the project. Please explain what you're hoping to garner out of this geophysics and what it is adding on to from that initial program.
Yeah, the geophysics we did previously in 2019 was done as a private company, so obviously budgets were tight and we tried to get a much smaller area than we would have liked. So we only covered in that first survey quite a small area focused right on the historical Hickey's Pond showing and sort of a long strike of that for a few kilometers in either direction. So we did what we could afford, and this was a follow-up to a ground DCIP survey, so an IP resistivity survey that's done on the ground. And what we found from that airborne is we found a really good correlation between the two surveys, and they correlated very nicely with the footprint of mineralization that we see at Hickey's Pond itself. So all the drilling work that we did in 2020 as a private company showed that airborne signature was correlating very nicely with the alteration signature at Hickey's Pond. So one of the first items of business to do once we were a public company was really just fill in the picture. This will allow us, A, at Hickey's Pond to see the extent of it to the northeast and southwest along strike. It'll allow us to fill in that geological picture. You always pick up a lot of good magnetic data that helps with the overall interpretation. And really importantly, it'll also, for the first time, get some geophysical data over the other part of this project, when we call it the Hickey's Pond Paradise Gold Project, it's really in reference to the two trends. One is the Hickey's Pond trend, one is the Paradise trend. The Paradise trend is located west of Hickey's Pond. It's never seen a drill hole, and it's also never had any basic geophysics done over it. So it's a number of historical showings, lots of great alteration on surface, all the things you want to see. It's never had any geophysics. So this first survey is really base data that we'll use both for geological interpretation over the entire property. And as well, I have, you know, high hopes that we're going to start to see some of the same signatures we see at Hickey's on some of these other prospects on the Paradise trend. So it's really basic data collection, but that has a, you know, a good probability of hopefully generating direct drill targets along this trend of anomalies that we already know about.
Now, how quickly are you expecting to generate some of these drill targets, and how is that going to play into the upcoming drill program?
We put out our press release, as you mentioned, a few days ago, to just to indicate that the company's on site. They're flying. They've been up now for a couple of days. So, you know, it's going to take the best part of a week to get the overall survey done, assuming they get a good weather window. And then it's always a couple of weeks after that of data processing and, you know, quality control checks and all the rest of it. So I would expect that by mid-December, we're going to have some preliminary data products and we'll, you know, have some good idea of what the rest of the property is looking like geophysically. And that is going to go into our drill program for 2022, in that we have a significant, a healthy amount of drill meterage devoted or planned anyway for some of these other targets along the Paradise Trend. The geophysics will further help in vectoring into the most prospective areas. In other words, we already know where the alteration zones are. We have a pretty good indication of, the good places to start, but it's an extra layer of information that helps direct a drill in the right area to maximize probability of getting a nice intercept. So it will be definitely helping on all those outboard targets, those priority targets that have never been tested that we really would like to get to as early as possible in 2022.
So what about the drill program? It even says in the news release the drill program will be starting late this year, early next year. I understand that will be probably very early on in 2022. What's that drill program going to test here initially?
Initially, what we're looking at is mobilizing a drill into Hickey's Pond. Viewers of your webinar will have, you know, we walked through what we had done in 2020, but really in very quick summary, we had done 7 drill holes. 6 of those 7 drill holes were completed to depth, so the 7th we lost. But the 6 holes that completed to depth all intersected significant zones of greater than a gram gold over a wide area. So what we outlined with that first very cursory drill program was really the footprint of a large alteration system that's mineralized. The geometry that we're outlining with these first holes looks very much like a sheet-like body of mineralization that surrounds the zones of higher grade. And so what we're going to be doing right off the bat with the program we're going to start in 2022 is go back to Hickey's Pond and start to fill in the picture there. So we're looking to develop tonnage quickly, and we're looking to test for high grade quickly. And we can kind of do both at the same time in the sense that we already know where the main Hickey's Pond showing is. We've tested under the surface of that showing 10.8 meters of 4.5 grams. We now can go and extend that drilling along strike down dip and start to really explore for those zones of higher grade that we know are there on surface and start to build up tonnage as quickly as possible to start building a resource model on the property as quickly as possible. So that the initial focus of the drill program will really be that two-pronged approach. We're looking to start to build tonnage towards building a resource, and we're looking to define where the zones of higher grade mineralization are within this overall system.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Build tonnage, target high grade. What about assay turnaround times? Because look, we know that the sector has been handcuffed by slow turnaround times at the assay lab. You guys obviously know that too. Is there anything you can do to speed this up?
Well, I mean, this is a sector-wide challenge that we have. The labs are understandably always playing catch-up in times where the industry doesn't have a lot of expiration money. They staff down, and then they have to spool up again, and it takes time. So we're in a stage where there's more samples out there than there are, available slots in assay labs, and we're all waiting on our samples. That said, Newfoundland does have a very good local laboratory that has relatively quick turnaround, certainly compared to the rest of the industry at the moment. And what we're going to do, I believe, is prioritize our samples to be prepped locally and have fire assays done locally. And then we'll get the multi-element suites that we need to track this geologically. We'll get those done at a later, well, you know, they'll follow along at the appropriate time. But really the crucial information that we need and what our investors need is the gold number. And so I think that by using local resources as much as possible, we minimize shipping times, we minimize, you know, like waiting in line, we minimize a lot of those factors that can add on extra time. And we think we'll be, you know, with the understanding, of course, that this is a sector-wide challenge, like the assay labs are swamped just about everywhere. But I think that we'll be able to get reasonable turnaround on the gold portion of our assays relatively quickly.
Now, one other aspect I should have you address just real quick is permitting. Is the project, or at least this drill program, permitted?
Yeah, we are currently have a 50 drill hole program that's already already been issued. It was issued mid-year last year, and that's the program. That's the permit we'll be operating on for the first half of the year, and we'll have to renew that sometime in the late spring. Permits in Newfoundland are good for 1 year, so you have to either submit a new one or renew an old one. But not expecting any issues with permitting at all. It's a very straightforward program. And we already have the permit in hand to do several dozen drill holes right off the get-go. So we'll be able to get drilling as quickly as we can in, you know, early to mid-January. Drill should be turning, and we should be generating those results for our investors.
Okay. Now just a final comment here is that the company did complete a financing for $6.9 million on the back of that IPO. What do you estimate spending in this upcoming drill program? Any insights you can give us on what runway the $6.9 million gives the company?
Well, if we go flat out and if we just start drilling in January and drill, drill the meterage we want, we should be looking at an 18-month runway very defensively. I think, the bulk of this money, of course, is going to go directly to the ground, and we're going to be reactive to our results as well. Obviously, if we start to see some really nice results early in 2022, there will no doubt be opportunities to finance and fill the treasury again. But really, like we're planning on an 18-month runway as a conservative measure, and we should be well positioned to do that.
Okay. Dave, appreciate the update here. Again, everybody, please click that link below and watch that introduction webinar that was recorded at the tail end of November. If you have any follow-up questions regarding anything that Dave and I discussed here at Buren Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed to you. We'll also follow up on the back of any more news out of the company. Dave, appreciate your time today. Thanks for the update.
Thank you very much, Corey. My pleasure.